It's always a fun conversation when we have the Winthrop Athletic Director joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. Chuck Ray is here because he is going to help us navigate another chapter when it comes to our student athletes. So first of all, let's welcome Chuck Ray back to Palmetto Mornings.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to be here, sir.
I said I have both of my co-hosts here today.
Well, Chuck, I have heard wonderful things. What a great job you have been doing filling in when I'm away. And I just want to say personally, thank you. Makes perfect sense. You are not one to shy away from any kind of conversation. And hopefully you get to show a side of your personality that other people might not get to see in your role as athletic director.
I hope so, too. And I said, Ashley brings the best out of me. So
it's true. Yeah.
Yes,
well, she really does.
And you too, Lucas.
Well, thank you. You know me, fine. Chuck. I've got to be fair and balanced on this show.
Amen.
If not, then we get a complex. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, you're not here to co-host Palmetto Mornings yet, but you are here in your role as athletic director. And we wanted to bring you in because there has been a decision regarding Winthrop University and, again, how you work with your student athletes. So this is on the heels of a settlement that played out in the courts. And when I'm going to let you pick it up from there, kind of explain it, because it can kind of get confusing.
Very confusing, even for me, which is crazy these days, and the new chapter and the way that we're going with the NCAA sports. But there's the House settlement. So Grant House is a young man that brought a case to the NCAA, of which more or less they're looking for payment, back pay almost, for the time they spent as a student athlete. As you have seen and recognize, a lot of these coaches are making a lot of money, and the student athlete says, hey, what about me? I'm putting all my blood, sweat, and tears, and yet we're not seeing this. Now, theoretically, I understand, especially for some older people, hey, they're getting a full scholarship. Isn't that enough? And so theoretically, you would think that is, and we would hope that is, but that's not what the judge has decided. And so there's a $2.8 billion settlement that just came to fruition, of which there's going to be back pay for student athletes in the past 10 years to collect on their lost wages, per se.
What does that look like across the board? Give an example, if you can, or a hypothetical example.
Sure. Well, you're going to have your name brand student athletes in the past. I couldn't think of one right off the top of my head, but they're going to receive some type of significant payment. Now, a Winthrop student athlete or a Big South student athlete, the likelihood of them seeing anything, or maybe just a little bit, maybe $300 or $400, could be all that they may receive.
So how do they figure that out? Is that done by like a formula? Like out of that $2.8 billion, what does that look like?
Yep. So the NCAA has partnered with Deloitte, the company. It used to be, I think, Deloitte & Touche, which is an accounting firm, of which they more or less have a grid and scale that says this student athlete is worth this and this student athlete is worth this.
So they're having to split that $2.8 billion.
Correct.
They're not going back to their university and say, hey, I played for you 5 years ago. I was a big name. I want to get paid $1.1 million.
No, so the student athlete cannot come back to the university and say that. But yet every student, institution, NCAA Division I school does have to contribute to this part of the $2.8 billion settlement. So even us at Winthrop, we will have $2.3 million that we have to back pay over 10 years time that we have going forward.
That might not even go to your student athletes.
Correct.
It might be going to somebody who went to LSU.
It will most likely do that. So we will have $230,000 over the next 10 years. Of which we're going to have actually a reduction in what the NCAA provides in revenue to us every year. And that number's actually gone down to $1.8 million because fortunately the NCAA had a very good March Madness this year. And I could foresee, hopefully, that number going down even less.
As part of this settlement, I guess, Winthrop had the option to opt in. Mm-hmm. Or opt out.
Correct.
Walk us through what came as part of the settlement moving forward.
So all Power Four schools, they have to opt in. Opt in means that they have to provide revenue share to their student athletes. Now, mid-major schools, we have the choice, the decision, whether or not we want to opt in. The Power Four schools are the ones that were named in the suit. Us as mid-major schools were not. Now, mid-majors were still Division One in the same division as the Power Fours, but we have this. Opting in allows us and provides us the option to revenue share for our student athletes, of which those that do not opt in, they will not revenue share. In the Big South Conference, which is a conference we play in, there are 10 schools. Four of the 10 schools have chosen to opt in at this point. And so us at Winthrop University has decided to opt in.
And is the reasoning behind that? Because if you don't opt in and you opt out, you're not going to be as attractive to
Correct.
Some of these student athletes.
So very grateful for our board of trustees, our president. We even had Sharika Montgomery, the commissioner of our Big South Conference, come down, who has been great at guiding and navigating us through this process. We had at a spring retreat, their support, the board's support, saying, hey, we want to stay up in the elite of the elite of Division I athletics. We want to be a part of the Power Four. And if we're going to do this, we need to opt in. This does give us a great competitive advantage, especially in our conference. If there's only 4 of 10 schools that are opting in, and you're looking at school A versus Winthrop that is opted in, I'm probably going to go with Winthrop and say, hey, this school is committed to Division I athletics.
So what will that look like for a new incoming student athlete?
Sure.
So will they still get their four-year or their, I guess we're not doing it on four-year terms at this
right.
point. We're doing year terms. So will they get a scholarship, an mm-hmm. academic scholarship, and then whatever money's on
they
the table
could.
That you could give to them?
They could. And so I think it's important to understand that there's revenue share, which is money that comes into a university, versus profit share. I think sometimes people think we have a load of profit that's available for us to give out to all these mm-hmm. student athletes. And so before this house settlement had happened and come to fruition, there was these collectives, these third-party outside entities that were collecting money on the side and more or less paying student-athletes around the university. Now, theoretically, the university in some ways, when you opt in, becomes this collective. So now people can then give to the university in a nonprofit, a tax-deductible way, of which that money can be distributed to the student-athlete. Now, at Winthrop, we want to be very, very, very clear that we are not using any current university budget so to work through and pay our student athletes. And we say this to be super sensitive. There might be somebody that position somewhere on campus leaves the university, and all of a sudden we're paying a student athlete. We don't want that person thinking, hey, did my position get mm-hmm. taken away in order to pay our student athlete? That's not us at all. The way we have worked with our student athletes through the collective, which is the third party source where we get the money from, will be the same. Any revenue share that we provide to student athletes is going to come from an outside source like it has before. It's not going to come from the current university budget. So as we continue to fundraise, we find donors or sponsors that want to help us to elevate our athletic program, it will come through a foundation, a different account here at Winthrop that doesn't go through the university budget, but still allows us to work with our student athletes and pay them in that way.
So it doesn't really cost Winthrop anything annually.
Correct. It will not be any part of our current budget. It will be outside funds that are coming in.
Boy, Chuck, this is confusing and sticky.
Me too.
It?
It's confusing for me too. We
no,
haven't fun yet.
Yeah,
it's been hard. And I tell you what, it's really hard for our coaches because the transfer portal has created more space. There are now also roster size limits. So if you opt in, you have a roster size limit. Now it doesn't change much for basketball. They still have their 13 or 15 roster, but now all sports are allowed to give full scholarships to all their student athletes should they wish or want to do that. For basketball, it doesn't affect as much. For a sport like baseball, they had 40 scholarships, a roster limit of 40. It's going to 35. But the maximum the NCAA allowed was 11 and a half scholarships. Now they're allowing 35 full scholarships. So for a place like Winthrop, we would love to be able to scholarship all our, but we're not going to scholarship all three. And there's a lot of other schools, even Power Four schools, will not be able to or choose not to scholarship all their baseball student athletes. I lost my train of thought.
It's okay.
That's okay.
I'm confused too. Are you confused yet?
and we talked about this a little bit off air. A con of this also is that you're going to see a changeover of athletes more periodically probably than what we're used to. Mm. Normally we see an athlete stay mm-hmm. at a school anywhere between 2 and 4 mm-hmm. years, 4 if we're lucky, 2 to 3 years. Let's
sure.
just call it what it is.
Sure.
But this time we could have a revolving roster.
We will, and we already do. I mean, our basketball programs, both men and women, we had 7 or 8 new student athletes come in. But
which is over half the team.
It is over half the team. But at Winthrop, we have an amazing culture. I'm really proud of our coaches. I'm really proud of our athletic department. I'm really proud of the university that students want to stay here. And I would say over 80% of our student athletes from all our programs have chosen to stay at Winthrop. That includes volleyball, that includes lacrosse, that includes our softball team. And we're able to build programs. And so, yes, our sports like basketball, we may see more turnover, but I'm hoping the pendulum's going to swing. More than 50% of student athletes that go into the transfer portal do not end up at a place better or even at another school once they get into the portal. And so I think they're starting to recognize and see that. And when you're at a good place like Winthrop, around good coaches, around people that care about you, sometimes it says a lot more than, you know, getting a little bit more of a check that they might get in other places.
And with that being said, Chuck, what is great about this and what's bad about this? Mm. Or what's the pros and cons with this?
It depends on who you ask. Okay. And what's interesting is that I think the older the people are, the more frustrated you hear about how can we be paying student athletes? This is worse and worse. I was actually just texting with somebody about this. From the NCAA this morning, but I have yet to hear a complaint from a student athlete say, "Oh, I don't like this. This isn't good."
Well, yeah, I mean, they're getting a check.
And so they're going to grow up in this era, and that when they become athletic directors in this position, this is going to be normal for them. This is not normal for us, and we're not used to this. It's kind of like
a mindset change.
It is a mindset. It's kind of like cell phones. You know, 20 years ago, we didn't have cell phones. We don't like our kids being on cell phones now. We're kids that have cell phones now, and 20 years ago, that's going to be a common thing. Mm-hmm. And so, what's the next type of thing? And so, it's the next era of NCAA sports. We've got to adapt. We've got to adopt. And it is a very exciting time. I'm grateful that we as Winthrop University are in a place. I mean, there's growth at Winthrop. Our just overall enrollment is going to be up significantly this year. And for us to be in this place and space where you have challenges at other universities that you hear are closing or having, you know, enrollment issues. I mean, our president's done an amazing job. Our enrollment has done, you know, Joe Miller, VP of enrollment, mm-hmm. done an amazing job that gets us as a university for athletics to be in this position for us to move forward in such a positive way and stay among the elite. Because we all know here that athletics is a big part of the community, and we're the winningest program of active schools in the Big South Conference with 73 championships, and of which in that we can continue to go that way. I want to be in a Notre Dame again in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Mm-hmm. Let's get to the second round. Let's be Murray State at the College World Series, because I know Coach McGuire, and we can do that, and it's really fun.
Well, we appreciate the conversation from Winthrop University Athletic Director Chuck Ray on helping us provide more clarity, which you really have done regarding this settlement between this individual and the NCAA. So go back and listen to it. If you just joined the back part of that conversation, it's worth a full listen. And we need to get you on Straight Talk for a longer conversation. Because I think this is a lot more than the seven minutes we're allotted sometimes. So, Chuck, great seeing you, my man. Thank you very much.
Thanks for me.